Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
The story that caught my eye this morning is the front page of the Irish Times. Over 200,000 earn more on the COVID payment. A significant minority of people. Now, this just to say, this is according to a government report that's out today. A significant minority of people in receipt of the, this is the €350, the pandemic unemployment payment, were actually paid less than €300 a week before the payment was introduced. This government report out this morning, and it really comes kind of as there's questions continuing about the future of the COVID pandemic payment. Now, the report was compiled by the Department of Business, raises concerns about significant now disincentive effects that are really associated with the pandemic unemployment payment, with 38%. 38% of the recipients previously earning less than €300 a week. Almost 600,000 people are receiving the special payment, but it means that over 200,000 people are better off unemployed than they were when they were working. And that number includes many people who were working part-time, for instance, in like the hospitality industry. And although there is growing worries now in the government about the sustainability of the payment, ministers are likely to extend the special payment over the summer, the Irish Times reporting, declining either to signal a firm end date or to close the scheme, according to sources familiar with the discussions on the topic. Now, yesterday, the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, warned the government would face demands to increase regular job seekers' benefits up to the level of the weekly COVID-19 unemployment payments if these were to be maintained at the current rates until the end of the year. I've no doubt you are going to be hearing more about that story later on this morning. The other COVID story dominating the front pages too today is this watchdog warning that's out over hospital infection risks. Immediate action is needed to mitigate the risk of infection spreading in several different hospitals across the country in the context of COVID-19, and that's according to the state's health watchdog. And the finding is contained in a new report on infection control preparedness in the public hospital system, and it was delivered last month by the Health Information and Quality Authority, HICWA, to the National Public Health Emergency Team. That story, front page of the Irish Times. Further analysis too, also inside the paper this morning. The Irish Examiner leads today with half of centre staff were not Gardaí vetted, a piece by the paper's special correspondent Michael Clifford this morning. There's also lots of photographs too right across the front of the papers. Great photograph by Brian Keane in the front of the Irish Times too this morning. Two people, two men swimming underwater yesterday, enjoying the fun of the 40 foot, taking a plunge is the headline in the front of the paper. Also inside the paper though, while there's lots of photographs of people swimming at various locations, enjoying the sun, there's also photographs of Gardaí on patrol too, as crowds in some cases are asked to disperse and to move on. So that story too dominating as well today. The other story that caught my eye this morning in relation to COVID is the front of the Irish Independent. Members of the public will be asked to provide blood samples to be tested to see if they've contracted COVID-19, and the random screening for antibodies which are built up in people who've recovered from the virus will give the first indication of the true rate of infection in the population, according to the Irish Independent. And the number of cases confirmed, for instance, in lab tests stands at 24,315, but the real number of people infected is likely to run into hundreds of thousands, and scientists believe about 6% of the population have been infected by the virus so far. Dr. Killian de Gascoigne of the National Virus Reference Laboratory in UCD, he said that he hopes to finalise the proposal and get ethical approval at the end of this month. Now, the tests will be rolled out then from June, for instance, and he said the screening will involve a targeted representative sample of the population from distinct geographic areas. Members of the public will be invited to take part and they could receive an expedited test result. We want your thoughts on that this morning. Participating in public blood screening to find out the true rate of the infection. That story, further analysis also inside the Irish Independent this morning. The other story, you may have heard this in our news bulletin a few moments ago, but if you're just joining us, employers warned to limit staff meetings to 2 hours. Now, this story's across all of the papers here this morning, but we're just interested in your thoughts on that. Like, how practical is that? Page 4, the Irish Independent. Employers have been warned that they should limit the gatherings of staff or meetings in a room to no more than 2 hours, again to minimise the risk of workers having to stay at home if one of them tests positive for coronavirus. That may continue over the coming months, and we want to get your reaction in terms of the practicality of that. Speaking of 2 hours, there's also dismay in legal circles as the court sittings are limited to 2 hours as well. This story features heavily inside the papers too this morning, and I'm sure that's something that, for instance, those in the legal world and solicitors will have something to say about. The Irish Independent carries an interesting story this morning on page 8 of the paper. Charity calls for limits on funerals to be relaxed. This is the call comes now really after a survey showed almost 1 in 10 believes that being with extended family and friends is a key part of the grieving process, but it may not be possible with the strict funeral restrictions and family members being unable to physically attend the funeral of a loved one amid the lockdown. And this survey that was conducted by Behaviour and Attitudes for the Irish Hospice Foundation found that 68% of those surveyed think the pandemic has made society rethink the way it deals with death and bereavement. And it's the Irish Hospice Foundation who's now contacted NPHET, the National Public Health Emergency team, urging the easing of the current strict funeral restrictions. I think from memory, there is due to be slightly larger numbers allowed to attend. I think it's phase two in the government's roadmaps for the relaxing of the rules around funerals. They don't specify what that number will be, currently 10, but you can let us know your view on that this morning as well. Page 8 of the Irish Independent. To some of the other news out there this morning, front page, the lead story in the Irish Independent today, a piece by the education editor Catherine Donnelly. Students who attend Irish-speaking post-primary schools and grind schools, they fare less well in college than the students in the same year and course with the same CAO points from a typical secondary school. The Gael Kalashtha and grind school students, they have strong track records in progressing to higher education, but they're actually less likely to finish or to get a top degree. That's according to the Irish Independent. The findings emerged in a new study that looked at honours degree students in the universities and institutes of technology over a 10-year period dating back to 2007. And the research was conducted for the Higher Education Authority by Professor Paul Devereux of the School of Economics and the Geary Institute at UCD, but it found that pupils from the grind schools were less likely to finish, less likely to get what they call a so-called good degree, or at least a 2-1, and less likely to get what they're calling a great degree, a first-class honours. But students from Irish medium schools were also less likely to finish, less likely to get a good degree, and less likely to obtain a great degree. Professor Devereux said this may be because students who sit the exams through Irish receive extra points and so perform less well in college by comparison to other students with the same number of Leaving Cert points. That 10-year study revealing the results gaps this morning. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that too today. Also inside the Irish Independent, you may have heard this mentioned in the news bulletin. Flooding is the other story around this morning, because more than 70,000 Irish homes and premises are in danger now of coastal flooding by climate change, according to this data that's been compiled for the insurance industry. And it shows that in a worst case scenario, for instance, with sea level rise exacerbated by high tide and extreme weather events, some properties could be virtually swallowed up in a 6 metre high storm surge. For instance, Dublin, Louth and Clare would suffer the greatest damage in terms of numbers of properties affected, but the impact would be felt though throughout all 14 coastal counties. Proportionately though, Louth would be the most vulnerable, with 19% of all of the county's addresses under threat. 13% in Clare of homes and businesses and premises would be hit, while in Limerick it's about 6%. That story, further details, page 18 of the Irish Independent this morning. 1 metre and a time limit would allow businesses to reopen with minimum long-term damage and prevent permanent closure. That's the front page of the Times UK this morning, reporting there that experts are urging greater flexibility now on the 2 metre social distancing rule, arguing that allowing people to be closer together for a shorter period of time would be just as safe and also much more beneficial for businesses. More on that story inside the Times UK this morning. There's also an interesting opinion piece in the Examiner as well by Victoria White this morning, writing pupils with special needs should be allowed to return to school. The return to school again dominating too. There'll be more on that on News Talk Breakfast later this morning. In Italy, divorce rates rise by a third as lockdown pushes couples to the brink. This story's on page 9 of the Telegraph. Italian lawyers report a 30% increase in the number of couples embarking on divorce proceedings. 2 months of pent-up frustration and irritation during Italy's lockdown have led now to the dramatic rise in divorce proceedings, according to lawyers there. They say it's the small things. It's the petty niggles over leaving the loo seat up, not doing the washing. That's all come to a head now for many couples who've been forced to live in close proximity since Italy went into coronavirus shutdown back in early March. Just finally for this morning, a story in the British Express today. Breadwinner bacon tops the sandwich survey. I wonder would the results be any different here, actually. The bacon butty was named Britain's best loved sandwich yesterday as tastes changed during lockdown. This results of the poll by Warburton saw a change in the preferences from their 2018 research. Almost half of the 2,000 people polled saying that they're eating more bread during lockdown. They found the bacon sandwich topped the poll, followed by egg mayonnaise. Third position was the sausage sandwich. Cheese and pickle came fourth, and tuna mayo was in fifth place. I don't know, none of those would be my choice now. But if there's any other additions, you can let us know this morning. Or have your own food tastes maybe changed during confinement? You can get in touch with us at BreakfastNT on Twitter or 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.